All right, part two over here, and this is the third approach and the, I guess, the easiest one. Not easiest to understand, but easiest in application, because that is, perhaps these kelim just don't require tefillah at all. So why would that be? Two potential reasons. Reason number one is the Chalkas Yaakov. The Chalkas Yaakov says that anything which is can only function when it's plugged into the wall, when it's plugged into, you know, electricity, an outlet, is not a kli. It's considered to be what we would call mechuber lakarka, connected to the earth, connected to a structure, you know, an earthly structure. And it removes it from the status of being a kli. A kli is a movable object. So I know a Keurig looks like a kli. It looks like a movable object. It walks like a kli. It talks like a kli. But it's not a kli. Since it's only functional when it's plugged into the wall, so, you know, your house is not a kli. Your house can't be mekabel tuma. So something which is not a kli is not subject to tzvilas kelim. It's only being immersing our vessels. It loses its status as a kli, as a vessel, the minute that it's plugged into the wall, which is, you know, the karka. And since it can only function when it's plugged in, so therefore it's not a kli. That's what the Chalkas Yaakov suggests. And anything which is not a kli does not require tzvilas kelim. So that's his suggestion. Some accept it. Others argue. Rav Vazni, the Shevet Halevi, is against it. So it's a debatable point, but those who rely on the Chalkas Yaakov, that would be a way to get out of it. And then finally, and this is the big one, this is the big one. So Rav Asher Weiss in his article says this, and his Truva says this, Rav Schechter says this, and that is that perhaps, according to them, these kelim that are going to break when you do tefillah do not require tefillah in the first place. What does that mean? Like, you know, God, the rabbis are giving us a break because it's too hard, like I said, to live without a Belgian waffle maker. You know, there are other things we can, you know, Yom Tov Sheni, why don't you drop that? No, it's not just like a free-for-all. This is really tough for them. Let's let them out of this. It's the following, and it can be said in two ways. Number one is that, like, Tevilas Kelim, it's a mitzvah. It's not that it's like treif, it's usser to eat food from a kli that didn't have tevilah. It's that there's a mitzvah to do tevilah before you use it. And every time you eat from it or use it without doing tefillah, you're mevatel the mitzvah. You're, you know, being mevatel this mitzvah, as I say. So it's not that it's usser, it's that it's a mitzvah to do it. So now there's two ways to say it. Way number one is like, the mitzvah is to do tefillah before you use it. If you're never going to be able to use it, then the Rabbanah never made a mitzvah in that case. Meaning, if by doing tefillah, I'm not going to be able to use it afterwards, so then the mitzvah of doing tefillah before you use it was never instituted in that scenario. That's one way. Another way, Rav Asher Weiss brings a raya from Hilchos Tzitzis, that tzitzis is also like this. You know, a four-corner garment without tzitzis, it's not that it's usher to wear it, it's that you're being mevatel, the mitzvah, as I say, of wearing tzitzis, if I wear a four-corner garment without the tzitzis strings attached. So let's say it's Shabbos. So the Ramah says if it's Shabbos and I don't have strings attached to the four-corner garment, I'm allowed to wear it. I'm not mevatel the assay of wearing this garment without the tzitzis because I can't put the tzitzis strings on Shabbos. I can't tie them onto my baggage on Shabbos because that's the malacha of kosher, of tying a knot. I can't do that on Shabbos. So when the only issue with like wearing the four-corner garment without the tzitzis strings is that I'd be mevatel an assay by doing it, but in this scenario, I can't do the assay. So I'm not mevatel the assay, says the Ramah, and you could wear that four-corner garment on Shabbos without the tzitzis, since you cannot fulfill the mitzvah right now. You're onus. You can't put it on Shabbos. So to hear, says Rav Asher Weiss, that when I eat from a kli without that tefillah wasn't done on it, it's not us. It's not that the food is treif. It's that every time I do that, I'm being mevatel the mitzvah saseh. But I can't do the mitzvah saseh in this case because it's going to break. It's I can't do it. So if it's a scenario where it's not that it's usher, it's just that I shouldn't eat without tefillah because it's mevatel the assay, but I can't do the assay now because it'll break it. So in that scenario, the Rabbanah were never instituted the mitzvah of tefillas kelim at all. So I know the rationale there is a little complicated, but the big picture is that they're saying, Rav Asher Weiss, Rav Schechter, that something which is going to break every time you do tefillah, Chazal never applied the mitzvah of tefillas kelim to that kli in the first place. So this is the third approach. It's exempt either because you think it's mechuber lakarka, like the Chalkas Yaakov, so it's not a kli, because it's always only works when it's plugged in, or just fundamentally, these types of kelim do not require tefillas kelim. Rav Schechter and Rav Asher Weiss. Rav Asher Weiss actually said, in his tshuva, Rav Schechter seems to hold this straight up, Rav Asher Weiss says that, well, I really believe in this, but I see nobody else said it, so it's hard just to come out with that. But then he said, if you connect that together with the Chalkas Yaakov, which is another reason why it wouldn't require tefillah, and if you want to be, you know, extra machmir, if you give it to a goy as well, which we mentioned, if you put everything together, maybe each part individually, you're not you know, it's not that strong of a rationale to rely on. But if I give it to a goy, and the fact is that it's connected to the kark, it's plugged in, and perhaps it doesn't require tefillah in the first place. So Rav Asher White says, putting it all together, you would be allowed to use it. So it's really just a question, do we want to add that stage of giving it to a goy or not? Some say it's better to, some say you don't need to. But either, just quick recap, the extreme opinions don't have a kli like this if you can't be tovel it, or just be tovel it. And the way to get out of it would be like breaking it down and putting it back together, but that's very tough. You could give it to a goy. And then the final approach of like, maybe it doesn't require tefillah because it's mechaber lakarka, or something which is going to break, they never instituted tefillah on that for the reasons we discussed above. You could rely on that. If you want to like be a little extra machmir to cover all, you know, another base would be just giving it to a guy and asking if you can use their kli. It's their kli. A prominent rabbi recently told me that's a good extra precaution to take as well. So I think that's what we'll do with our Nespresso. All right. Happy Hanukkah. I hope you also get exciting gifts.